بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I was listening to one of my old khutbas in Kuwait, and the title was Gratitude is the Basis of Happiness. And I said there that people are not grateful because they are happy, but they are happy because they are grateful. Now let me repeat that. I said that people are not grateful because they are happy, but they are happy because they are grateful. So gratitude comes before happiness. Happiness is the result of gratitude. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us hearts which are full of shukr. Alhamdulillah. Somebody sent me this wonderful story which I have heard. I mean, I've read this before as well. So I'm going to read it out to you, which is such a beautiful story about being happy and being grateful. The story goes, the 92-year-old petite, well-poised and proud lady who is fully dressed each morning by 8 o'clock with her hair fashionably coiffed and makeup perfectly applied, even though she is legally blind, meaning that she is not completely blind but legally blind, meaning that she cannot take care of, she can't drive cars and she can't take care of most things that people who can see can do. This lady must move to a nursing home today. Her husband of 70 years recently passed away, making the move necessary. After many hours of waiting patiently in the lobby of the nursing home, she smiled sweetly when told that her room was ready. As she maneuvered her walker to the elevator, I provided a visual description of her tiny room, including the eyelet sheets that had been hung on her window. "I love it," she stated with enthusiasm of an 8-year-old, just having been presented with a new puppy. "Mrs. Jones, you haven't even seen the room. Just wait," I said. "That doesn't have anything to do with it," she replied. "Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend the day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work, or get out of bed and be thankful for the ones that do. Each day is a gift, and as long as my eyes open, I will focus on that new day and all the happy memories I have stored away just for this time in my life." She went on to explain, "Old age is like a bank account. You withdraw from that what you have put in it. So my advice to you would be to deposit a lot of happiness in the bank account of memories," said Mrs. Jones. "Thank you for your part in fulfilling my memory bank. I am still depositing." And with a smile she said, Remember the 5 simple rules to be happy. Number 1, free your heart from hatred. Number 2, free your mind from worries. Number 3, live simply. Number 4, give more. Number 5, expect less. No, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidance in different ways, and wisdom comes from many sources. Just think about this lady. She's 92. Her husband, who she was married to for 70 years, died. Obviously at 92, like she says, the parts of her body that don't work are probably more than the ones that do. What does she have to look forward to? Death. And she has no idea when it will come. She's already in a old age home. I don't know in this case whether she has family or not. Yet, she decides to be happy. She decides to be grateful for what she has. And so she says, "I can concentrate on those parts of my body that don't work, or I can concentrate on the parts that do work. And I decide that I'm going to concentrate on the parts that do work. Now see the advice she gives. The first one, free your heart from hatred. Allahu Alam, it's so important, this advice, because hatred is like a fire. It burns and the result is always ash. There's no fire which burns and the result is flowers. Every kind of fire, no matter what the intention was when lighting that fire, no matter whether that fire was lighted deliberately or accidentally, the result, no matter what was the fuel in that fire, the result is always ash. And that is the result of hatred. No matter why you hate somebody, no matter what started that, no matter for how long it has been going on, no matter how justified you might feel in hating that person, the result is always ash. There is nothing beneficial or positive or useful that comes out of hatred. How do you free your heart from hatred? By forgiving. Forgive the person. Whoever it was, whatever they did, say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I forgive this person, and free your heart from that memory. Now you might say for some people it is very difficult because of what they have endured and so on. Whatever it is, the point is that to carry that is even more difficult. It is difficult to forgive, yes, I agree, but it's even more difficult not to forgive. It's even more difficult to carry that in your heart. Number two, free your mind from worries. You know, somebody else sent me another video. I mean, there's lots of videos which keep coming. Most of them are not good, but a couple of them are nice. And this one, I think, is Eddie Murphy, or one of these actors. He's talking about skydiving, and he says that having made the decision to skydive, he says, I spent the previous night, practically, I couldn't sleep because of this terror that I felt about what is going to happen to me. And then, of course, I was shamed to go into the plane because all my friends were going, so I couldn't stay behind. So I'm up in this plane now, I'm sitting, I'm completely terrified, I'm so concerned and so worried. And then the time comes, they say, no, go stand by the door. I stand by the door, and the man says, on the count of three, you will jump. And he says, one, two, and he shoves you out. He says, because they know that the moment you hear three, you will try to grab the doorpost. So they say, you jump at three, but they push you out at two. And he says, now when I got pushed out of the plane, now I'm skydiving, I'm falling. And he says, I'm completely free from any fear. He says, all that I am conscious of is this complete sense of enjoyment. I'm so happy. It's so beautiful to be flying, coming down in the from the sky. It's absolutely brilliant. And he says, the thing that I realized is that all the worry that happened to me, all the misery I went through, was when I was actually in no danger. I mean, I was lying in my bed worrying. What danger was there? I was sitting in the plane worrying. What danger was there? The only time there was actually or potentially danger, even there's no danger because you've got a person behind you with the parachute who you are strapped to, and he's an expert and so on. But the point is, potentially something can go wrong. That is at the time of actually falling out of the plane. And he said, at that point, there's no worry. There's only joy. There's only great happiness. Now, thinking about that in our own life, all the worry we do is before the actual event, when really there's nothing to worry about. Worry is another, you know, utterly useless thing that destroys happiness, because we are concerned about things that may never happen. And you say, what about this next year? What about this, you know, next century? It may never happen, and most of the time it does not happen. Just reflect back in your life on all the different things you're worried about and see how many of them actually happen. Number three, live simply. My God, I mean, I don't know how much this one is so true, because the more simply you live, the less you need. The less you need, the less you have to struggle for that, right? I mean, the whole thing is a beautiful sequence which starts with a decision. And that decision is to live simply. The moment you decide that you want to show off, that you want luxury beyond a point, and so on, then you are only cursing yourself because you're complicating your life. Because of that, you have to earn more, you have to work harder, you have to do things that you probably would not need to do if you had not taken that decision, if you had decided to live simply. So minimalist thinking, minimalist living is one of the greatest means of being happy. Now, this does not mean that you have to live in some kind of pain or suffering. You can live very comfortably, you can live very honorably, and yet have a life which is so simple. There is no life that was simpler than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what can be more beautiful than that? Unfortunately, we have become hypocrites. We like to mention the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we like to mention his sunnah, but we do not follow that. So very important for us to wake up to that. Number four, give more. Again, the best example is the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more you give, the happier you become. This is a rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you give, the happier you become, because you make other people happy. When you make other people happy, you become happier. And the last one, so important, expect less. Don't expect people to for example, if you're doing something for somebody, don't expect them to thank you. Most of the time, they won't thank you. Now, two things. One is that this doesn't even mean that they don't mean to thank you or they are not grateful. They might be. But secondly, even if they're not grateful, how does it matter? You gave something for the pleasure of giving. You did something for the pleasure of doing. Let's do it. And do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, inshallah al-musta'an, you did it for the pleasure of doing it. You did it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah is pleased. What more do you want? Some guy to say, thank you very much, is meaningless. So expect the least. The least you expect, the more happy you will be when you get that. If you expect very little, then even if you get a little bit, you will be delighted with that. If you expect more, then even if you get a return which is considerable, you might still want to see more than that, and that won't happen. So you will end up feeling dissatisfied. Such a beautiful advice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that in our life which makes us which will bring happiness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "La in shakartum la zidannakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadid." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is grateful, Allah will increase his blessing. And the increasing of the blessing is that Allah will make him happy. That this gratitude will result in him happy, in his enjoying what he has even more. And so therefore, this gratitude is what brings happiness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are among his shakirin. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.